And now it's time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal.
Insert name here.
Right here on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
And scatter shooting is brought to us by Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram and Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
Who
it's
is this?
Mike Ducey from Fox 4.
I thought Harry Carey had passed away.
This is Larry Carey.
Oh, Larry Carey, his cousin. Okay.
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks, Larry.
You're
Harry.
Welcome. Here's Doof.
Bad
Gordon.
Acting.
Larry, Harry, good morning. This is a high pressure segment for me because I so admire what's the guy's name who usually does
Craig.
It?
His
name's Craig Miller.
Who usually does it.
Thank you, Larry.
And this is appointment listening for me. I'm sure, you know, I listen to you guys all the time, obviously. Everybody does. But Friday morning, I always am sure that I'm by the channel for scatter shooting and the e-break. So we're going to try
Thank
to make
you,
this thing happen here. Hopefully we get enough to fill the segment.
It's great to have you hit, Mike.
Bingo!
Scatter shooting.
We never bingoed off an impersonation before. That's pretty awesome.
Woody, thanks. Scatter shooting. While wondering, whatever happened to Paul Tagliabue?
Tagliabue.
Former commissioner of the NFL, reigned from 89 after taking over for...
He got sick.
Rosell.
He passed away.
Served until September of 06. Now 80 years old, a lawyer, serves as senior counsel for an international law firm. Generic. The NFL schedule was released Wednesday night, and in one way, maybe the fact that they're increasing the games from 16 to 17 is a good omen for the Cowboys. The last time there was a similar scheduling change was 1978. When the league increased the regular season schedule from 14 to 16 games. In 78, the Cowboys won the NFC East for a third straight year, became the first franchise to appear in five Super Bowls. Roger was the NFL's top-ranked passer. Tony Dorsett accounted for 1,700 total yards. The Cowboys finished 12-4. They did fail to defend their Super Bowl title, losing to Pittsburgh in Super Bowl 13.
Most heartbreaking moment of my sports viewing career. Oh, so heartbroken.
Funny how expectations have changed through the years, though, isn't it?
35-31. Should have won it.
What Cowboy Nation wouldn't give to be in that position following this upcoming season,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, no kid.
In 1978, what do you think the average salary for an NFL player was in 78?
$90,000.
It had gone up 13% from the year before. The average salary was
$62,600. Wow.
In 1978, the last time the league increased the regular season schedule, the highest paid quarterback in the NFL... Fran Tarkington of the Vikings made $360,000. Dak, of course, we just learned from the Forbes list, made $107 million over the past 12 months.
Gee whiz.
And the NFL's highest paid player overall may have heard of O.J. Simpson, $733,000 per season. Not sure whatever happened to him.
He's making a killing.
O.J. did it. All right, Larry. Hold on a second.
Why didn't you even say that? I mean,
it's become tradition for the Super Bowl champion to play in the marquee primetime opener the following season, and that informally was the case back in 78. The Cowboys opened on Monday Night Football against the Colts, who were then in Baltimore. Dallas won 38-0 at Texas Stadium. In the booth that night on Monday Night Football, Frank Gifford, Howard Cosell, and Don Merritt.
The greatest announcing team for... an NFL package ever.
I cannot argue with you. Of course, the Cowboys will play this fall in the spotlight game of the opening weekend. They will not be doing so as Super Bowl champs, of course. Instead, they're the challengers as they visit Tampa Bay on Thursday night, September 9th. Since 04, with a few exceptions, the defending Super Bowl champ has hosted the Thursday night opener, and the record does not bode well for the Cowboys. Defending champs are 13-3 in the kickoff games. The Giants, Ravens, and Patriots, the only three to have lost. The Ravens actually didn't host the game because of a baseball conflict in Baltimore. Anyway, Cowboys already 4 months ahead of that game, 6-point underdogs at Tampa Bay.
Oh, was it down to six?
What was it?
It was six and a half, yeah.
Okay. Six and a half. The Mavericks, fifth spot in the West as we speak right now. Are assured anyway of a position in the NBA playoffs for a second straight year. A couple of other teams have ended long playoff droughts, notably the Phoenix Suns, who had gone 10 years between playoff trips, tied for fifth longest drought in NBA history. The Knicks are back in after a 7-year absence. The longest NBA playoff drought of all time belonged to the Clippers' 15 seasons, ending in the 1990-91 campaign. Sacramento will now tie that by missing the playoffs for a 15th straight season.
Off.
The Mavs have not won a playoff series since winning the NBA Finals in 2011. Dallas now has the seventh longest active drought in terms of winning a playoff series of any kind. Behind Charlotte, Sacramento, and Minnesota, they've all gone 17 seasons. Detroit, 13. Then Orlando and Phoenix with 11. In terms of other sports in the NFL, the longest drought between playoff wins, Bengals, who haven't won a playoff game since 1990, Browns and Bills ended long streaks last year of playoff droughts. In baseball, the Pirates last won a playoff series in 1992.
The Bengals fans got to be beaten.
It's a killer.
Not a playoff win since 90.
AT&T Byron Nelson is underway at its new home, TPC Craig Ranch in McKinney, originally known as the Dallas Open. By my count, this is the ninth different golf course that this tournament's been played upon. It's had many homes through the years. Byron won the first tournament in 1944 at Lakewood. Dallas Country Club hosted in 45, then Brook Hollow. Later in the 50s, it was played at Preston Hollow, Glen Lakes as well, before being played at Oak Cliff Country Club for a decade. In 68, Byron Nelson lent his name to the tourney, and it moved to Preston Trail, its home through 82. That's when it moved to Irving and the TPC course at Las Colinas, its home until 2018 when it moved to Trinity Forest for just 2 years. No tournament last year, and now McKinney is the new home of the Nelson at TPC Craig Ranch.
I've played just about every one of those courses. Does that semi-impress you?
Hugh Vivaldi here, perhaps. Perhaps.
And I went, I actually went to the Nelson back when it was at Preston Trail. That was when I first moved to town. That was the first one I went to.
Mike, did you hear we had Styron Nelson on recently?
I missed that.
Byron's younger cousin.
Yeah. Byron's younger cousin appeared with Tiger Woods on our program to promote the tournament.
May have to revisit that.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Jordan Spieth, of course, in dramatic fashion, grabbed a share of the lead with that 55-foot birdie putt. What? Easy for me to say. At the end of his round.
Eagle.
I'm a professional broadcaster. Eagle putt.
Yeah.
To grab a share of the lead yesterday on 18. This time of the year, I'm always reminded of a story we did on Fox 4 back in 2010. Spieth was a 16-year-old high school student at Jesuit. He'd just been granted a sponsor exemption and was preparing to play in the Nelson. And he was Fox 4's high school hero that week.
Wow.
The late, great Max Morgan did the story for us. It's about a minute and a half here. And the ending is really cute. So here we go.
Let's tone it down a little while we're hitting balls here.
16-year-old Dallas Jesuit junior Jordan Spieth knows how to keep things loose when he's working with his teammates. Over the weekend, the reigning U.S. junior amateur champion tightened things up to finish fifth.
It was my first big amateur event that I'd ever played in, so, you know, it's a little different than the junior events. Better competition, better courses. It was really an unbelievable experience.
And he played against his idol, Cowboys quarterback slash golfer, Tony Romo.
When I was told that I was going to be paired with him and then staying with him, you know, it really just kind of blew me away at first. And someone asked me what kind of pointers I gave Tony while we were playing for the first two rounds. And I said I didn't give him anything. He gave me advice every single day, not necessarily about golf, but, you know, just
I knew you'd like that
the experiences
part.
That he's gone through to be, you know, one of the best that he is at his sport.
But Jordan is one of the best at his sport, having accepted an exemption to play in the HP Byron Nelson Championship in May.
I mean, I've always wanted to play in a PGA Tour event and just in general. And the fact that my first one could be in my hometown, it really, it's just a dream come true. You know, I'm going to be extremely nervous standing on that first tee, and I know that. And, you know, but it's, I don't really know what to make of it right now. Just being invited into it is really special.
But with all of Jordan's accomplishments, there's still one more to go.
Emily, I was wondering if you wanted to go to prom with me.
And Emily, he's waiting for an answer. Max Morgan, Fox 4 Sports.
Oh, Max. So he asked his girlfriend to the prom.
Are they still together?
But I think they did go to that prom, Gordon. I knew you would ask that question.
That is so cool.
You know, and Spieth went on to finish 16th at age 16 in that tournament. I think it's his best finish still at the Nelson. He won Colonial. Yeah. He won in San Antonio. He's never won the Nelson. But
no,
he's in great shape.
May change that this year, but I thought that's, he's won majors. He's had dramatic moments. That's still, it's got to be a top two or three moment for him. Absolutely. At the age of 16, to make the cut and finish tied for 16.
Absolutely. I would urge you to check out a story on PGAtour.com. It talks about Spieth and Brooks Koepka returning to Craig Ranch 9 years after they failed to launch their PGA careers during the second stage of Q School.
Yeah.
They missed qualifying back then.
Yeah.
And then obviously went on and in fairly short order managed to find their way onto the tour. And now they've combined, I think, to win 20 times on the PGA Tour and all sorts of majors. We'll see if Spieth can finish what he started this weekend.
You like how Romo was giving him golf tips, Giorgio, and life tips?
It's par for the course.
Thank you.
Back the mic.
Can I be done now? Here pretty soon?
No. Oh, yeah.
And finally, a guy is sitting at the doctor's office. The doctor walks in and says, I have some bad news for you. I'm afraid you're going to have to stop masturbating.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't understand, doc. The patient says, why? Because the doctor says, I'm trying to examine you.
Okay.
All right. That's scatter shooting.
That is an episode from Mike's life that he's trying to pass off as a joke.
For Craig Miller, this is Mike Ducey reporting.
Yay!
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal.
Scatter shooting.
For another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting.
We'll see you next Friday.
Right here on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket.
All right, here in just 4 minutes, we have a funny voice, cat problems, and words are still tough in the emergency break of the week.